My Monitor. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. My Monitor. Have you ever thought about that? What is your monitor? This is a computer age. We're dealing with keyboards, monitors, CPUs. We're dealing with all sorts of wonderful things. What is your monitor? My monitor are my eyes. My eyes see in the world whatever it is that I want to do. Now, I sit at my keyboard and I type. And I type the things that I want to have on my screen, which is my monitor. And so these are the things that I see. I type love, and so I look out and I see love. Now, there may be all sorts of variety of things out there. There might be hate and anger and uptightness and ill health and what have you. But for me, I am pure love, so I can only see love. I look out at my windows, my monitor, and my monitor reflects back exactly what I am thinking in my mind. My monitor only shows what is in my mind, in my brain. My monitor only shows what I am thinking about. My monitor only shows that which I am to the world. Now, as I look out upon the world and I see through my eyes the love, the peace, the purity, the joy, and the wonder that I am, then that is exactly what I'm shining forth. Now, I have a very lovely golden retriever, Rex, as you've heard about him often. And he's lying here at my feet, and he has a lovely bone in his mouth, and he's just chewing that thing to his heart's content. And he loves to be near me, and he loves to make noises when he's near me to let me know that he's here. Now, that's his monitor. His monitor is shining forth love, love, love. He is not an unhappy dog. He is a good dog. Now, I heard him whimpering a little while ago, and I thought to myself, what in the world is he whimpering about? He has everything. He has his breakfast. He has everything that he could make him happy and joyful. And what's he whimpering about? And so I went over to take a look and see through his eyes. And as I looked through his eyes, I saw his favorite bone setting up on the table. I had picked up all the bones from around the house and cleaned up the house and vacuumed it and made it all nice and beautiful. And, of course, I neglected to put his bones back in his box. So he looked at his bone up there and he said, "That's my bone, and I'm not allowed to take anything off the table. Dad, would you please give me that bone?" And he didn't say it angrily. He just said it with love. "Hey, my bone got up there. How did that happen, you know? Can I have my bone, please?" And, of course, I gave him his bone. And he immediately stopped whimpering. He immediately stopped asking for his bone. And so, you see, through the monitor of his eyes, I could see exactly what it was that he was concerned about. Through the monitor of my eyes, I see the world exactly what is on my mind, what is in my heart, what I am thinking, what I am doing. When I live in a life, personally, so filled with love, I'm so joyful and so happy inside of myself, I'm just bubbling over all the time. People say, "How can you be happy all the time? Then there's so much around you that is unhappy." Hey, I don't see that. I only see the happiness. Now, you want to join me seeing the happiness and join me enjoying the happiness? If you do, hey, come along. It's a wonderful journey. It's a wonderful trip. I love it. I love it. I love it. But if you want to see through your eyes what appears to be outside, you know, if you want to empower somebody else's world, well, go right ahead. I'm empowering my world through the monitor of my being, through my eyes. I see only good, and only good is reflected back to me. Whatever there may be that is unlike good, I don't know anything about that. I only know love, and I only know peace, and I only know goodness and truth. You see, my eyes are so pure, so wonderful, so glorious. I see everything in divine order. I am divine order. Wow, what a great statement. I am divine order. I am love. I have peace. I have joy. And I walk around and all the world looks at me and says, "What a happy guy. What a happy guy. My goodness, what a happy guy." And you see, It's not anything that goes on around me. It's what goes on within me. And that shines out the monitor of my eyes. It shines out the eyes that are the monitor of my computer. It shows forth what I have inside of me. And all the world responds to it and says, what a happy guy. What a wonderful world he lives in. What a great being. And you know, that's true. What a great being. That's true. Now, what about you? Are you a great being? Are you a fabulous being? Are you a wonderful being? What else is there? What else is there? Not one single cotton-picking thing other than the magnificence that you are within, that I am within. That's what the world sees, and that's what the world knows, and that's all the world needs to see and needs to know, and that's all that really exists. Gee, what a happy guy. Does the world say that about you? Does the world say about you, what a happy person? Well, if it does, you got it made. Think about these things. Your eyes are your monitor, and they show forth whatever is within you. And that's what you see in the world. And let the world say of you, what a happy guy. What a happy guy. Have a wonderful day, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.